Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 267 of the Milk Bar. And Zoe, you are back from your babysitting duties.
I am indeedy.
It's all chaos.
Well, of course.
I know, one of your friends had had to go and look after a member of their family, so you did the business.
I did.
And you are here with us for all the fun of the fair this week.
I am.
And what have we got coming up on the show?
Well, it is jam-packed. I don't know how appropriate it is, but we're going to be discussing Panto already.
But it is time to start buying your tickets, yes. We'll be finding out what's going on at the place in Oakengates when Phil Butler joins us on the phone a little bit later.
We'll have music from Sophie Rose.
Yeah, she popped into the studio last week, so...
I'm looking forward to the music.
Really good. Yes. Really, really good. We'll also have another chat about some music because this Saturday, the 9th of the Health and Happiness Show, brings Ian Cal Ford to the Bookmark Theatre in Bloxwich. So we'll be hearing from him.
As well as that, there is a lovely event at Nell's Bar, very worthwhile. We'll be talking to Graham Arnold about that coming gig.
Yes, and also about some of the other things he gets up to
impersonating
Kenneth from Benidorm. We'll find out more about that a little bit later on. But first of all, I'm now joined on the phone by Amy Johnson, Dream Coordinator, which is the best title ever, isn't it?
Lots of people say that, yeah.
We can add the and administrator as well. But the dreams bit is the best part because you work for Promise Dreams. And you've got a fantastic event on the way on Sunday, the 21st of September. So remind us all about it, please.
Of course, yeah. It's Walk for Dreams. So basically, it's just under 10 miles, a sponsored walk from Himley Hall to Wolverhampton Racecourse. Massive family fun day. Everybody's welcome. Great atmosphere. Come along. It's free to enter. We are asking people to raise a little bit of sponsor money if they can. Obviously, that all helps. But free to enter. So recruit family, friends, colleagues, anybody you can, and just come down and have a great day.
Yeah, even if you get a sponsor form for the whole family or just one of you gets sponsored and the rest walk along with you, that'll make it a bit of fun, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a few people walking in fancy dress being sponsored for that reason and a few other bits and bobs going on. So people are being quite creative, which is good.
And Poppet will be there as well. Is Poppet doing the walk?
Poppet will be there. I'm not sure if Poppet's doing the walk, but Poppet will definitely be at the start and the finish.
Which is quite impressive in itself. So Poppet maybe filming a lift on the way through, of course, your friendly mascot.
It's much speedier than a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, I think that's cheating. But we won't go into that. But the important thing is loads of people coming along for a good day out and to make money for Promise Dreams. And as we heard earlier on in the year, this is really a way of making a massive number of dreams come true, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the kind of money, even if we get a lot of people signed up, you know, even if people are only raising sort of £30-40 personally, you know, which I know is a lot of money to people, then, you know, with the numbers that we're hoping to get on the day, that translates into a huge amount of money for us. You know, a small charity, so it could be, you know, 3, 4, 5 months worth of dreams, like all fundraised and ready to be approved within, you know, just one day, which is just amazing.
And it really can make a difference to people's lives. Tell us about the young lady who's going to be joining us on the day.
Freya will be there with us on the day. Freya's got a condition called hereditary pancreatitis. Her family applied to us a number of years ago now for Freya to have her own little playhouse in the garden because of her condition. She has to be really careful when she goes out to play with other people. She can't get knocked. She's got quite an enlarged spleen and she's fed through a gastrostomy tube and things. So they applied for a playhouse, which is in Freya's garden, has been there ever since, and her mum always jokes that she'd move into it if she could. So, you know, that's not one of our expensive dreams. That's just a little something that makes Freya feel special, gives her a little bit of independence, and is important, you know, for the whole family. She can play in there with her sister and her brother, and it's, you know, a little bit of downtime for everyone, something positive to enjoy. You know, it's a real difference that people can help us to make.
And now this has happened to her. She just wants to be involved in everything to try and give something back as well, which is just plain lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Freya and her mum Claire and dad Wes and Becky and Connor, brother and sister, you know, have undoubtedly generated probably, gosh, I dread to think, 10-20-fold what, you know, what we did for them in the support they've given us. They come along to events. They volunteer their time. You know, they get all their friends and family involved with fundraising. I think they've got a team of about 100, I think it's between 60 and 80 people come in on the day. So we'll certainly spot them. But, it's lovely. They want to give something back. And I know they just want to help other families in the way that they were helped and, able to have something positive to look forward to. So.
Yeah, and something that can be done at the time. And it comes through, all funneled through one organisation. So it's, that the money has been used in the right way, and it's all working for those people who want, deserve, need something specific. Whether you've done all sorts of things. What's the strangest one, do you think?
Ooh, strangest one. We did have a request a few years ago now for a go on a potter's wheel, which is a little bit bizarre. But it's anything from medical equipment, home adaptation, sensory toys, just some time away with mum and dad and siblings. Had a very simple request a couple of years ago from a teenage boy, knew that he was nearing the end of his days, unfortunately had terminal cancer, and just literally wanted to go out for dinner with his mum and his dad, his brother, his sister and a couple of his cousins, and that was it. That was all he wanted, was just a bit of quality time with the people that meant the most to him. So to be able to make that happen is really special.
Yeah, it makes a major difference at whatever point in their lives that these kids are. And sadly, as you say, sometimes it is end-of-life care and that thing that can make a difference and create memories for the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of it is about that, about the positive experience and giving mum and dad and brothers and sisters something happy to look back on, unfortunately, when times are tough. So.
Mm-hmm. So you can do your bit and make a difference. The walk starts at Himley Hall, goes all the way through to Wolverhampton Racecourse, coming via Wombourne and the Penn Road, and where I'm sat at the moment, Molyneux. You'll be coming past here too.
Yep, all the way past there. There are several pubs along the route.
I've noticed this, actually.
People
can
stop off, it's not a race, so feel free to enjoy the day on the way round, is what we're saying to people.
Plenty of chances to refuel as you make your way. And the weather's going to be fantastic.
Of course.
That'll all be good. And if you do want to sign up, I said the all-important date is Sunday the 21st of September. Please put your name down. You can download sponsor forms and all sorts of things for that. What's the website?
It's just www.walkfordreams.co.uk. The other thing to say, really, is if people are a bit daunted by the idea of a 9-mile walk, 10-mile walk, then we're desperately in need of volunteers, people to marshal, make sure everyone else is kept safe. So if you go on that website, you can also register to volunteer, which would be a fantastic help as well.
Yep, and you never know, maybe next time around. I mean, you can even sneakily start halfway around if you wanted to, couldn't you? Let's face it, Poppet's taking the bus, so if you fancied just doing a bit of the walk, then I'm sure no one's going to mind.
Come along on the route and cheer people along and then make a donation.
Cheering's good, yeah.
That's fine as well.
Okay, and to find out all the rest of the work, what is the website for Promise Dreams itself?
It's just promisedreams.co.uk.
And there are links to the walk from there as well if you're a regular visitor, and you can come along and do that one. But you have a lovely time. I know you've got lots of work to do to pull that together and do all your rest of administration and dream making and whatever else you get up to in the office.
I'm on the busy side, but it's all good.
I can imagine. And then you've got to keep Poppet under control as well, which is a difficult part, but there we are. Amy, great speaking to you as ever. I love whenever I do get a chance to work with you guys. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye.
So time for some music from our featured artist, Sophie Rose. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. You?
I'm okay, thank you very much. Now, you're from Willenhall.
Yep.
And we'll find out more about you a little bit later on. However, you're going to sing live for us, aren't you, today?
Yeah.
So with some backing tracks. The first one we're going to hear is actually one of your own tunes. It's called One Day. So tell us a bit about this before we hear it.
It's about never giving up on your dreams and just going for what you believe in.
Okay, really. Well, you get yourself set up. We'll have a little listen to you singing and we'll hear more from you in a bit, okay?
Okay.
And my cup of tea. All my life I've been trying to break through, and hopefully my day's coming soon. Never give up, one day you'll live your dream. It's not as hard to reach as it may seem. Keep believing, wishing on that star. up one day, you'll live your dream. It's not as hard to reach as it may seem. Keep believing, wishing on that star. Never give up and you'll go far. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. One day you'll go far. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da. It's always ignored. I've been sitting in my room for hours, wishing songwriting was my superpower. Looking at the walls and the idols that surround me, wishing they could show me, wishing they could tell me. All my life I've been trying to break through, and hopefully my day's coming soon. Never give up, one day you'll live your dream. It's not as hard to reach as it may seem. Keep believing, wishing on that star. Never give up, one day you'll live your dream. It's not as hard to reach as it may seem. Keep believing, wishing on that star. Never give up and you'll go far. La-da-da-da-da. 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 One day you'll go far. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. One day you'll go far. La-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da.
Sophie, thank you for that. That's your own song. And we'll be hearing some more tunes from you in a little while's time. However, this singing career, come on, it's been going on for years now. How old are you?
I'm 15.
So how long have you been singing?
Probably since I was about four.
And they have not been able to stop you yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Are the family still trying, or are they looking, hang on, this is going to be our retirement fund here?
Well, my mum tells me to shut up in my room all the time, so...
Rehearsals at home, not always appreciated. No. But that's only because I've heard the same songs about 15 times, because they're your favourites, but there we are. So when you perform, what are the influences for your own work? And is that, does that fit, go through with the work that you perform on
those
covers?
Yeah, I love people like Jessie J. Mm-hmm. She's my inspiration. I take things from her. I listen to like how she, like the riff she sings, and I try and do as much as the stuff she does, really.
Yeah, sort of. It's nice to have an artist that you follow the work from.
Yeah.
And how do you see this developing? Because there's a lot of TV talent shows out there. Is that something that might be a bit of an interest for you?
Yeah, I like The X Factor, so mm-hmm. I might audition for that.
Yeah,
and see how that goes.
That'd be good to do. And there's loads of people from the Midlands who've done really well over the years, so I think that could work out quite well for you, couldn't it?
I hope so.
You never know. See what happens. But do you not find it daunting, though, that the concept of performing in front of some of these absolutely massive names from the music industry?
I do, but then, I don't know, I find it more exciting than nerve-wracking, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I've always wanted to meet some of, like, Simon Cowell and... Cheryl Cole and all of them.
Yeah, stars that you see on your TV a lot, but you get to find out what they're really like when you go along these sort of things, I suppose. Yeah. And when you're performing gigs, I know you've been had a busy summer, because I saw you down at Compton in the Park with Compton Hospice.
Yeah.
You've been doing all sorts of festivals and gigs, and what's that been like?
It's been really good, especially when the sun was out as well. It was a really good laugh, and it was really really good.
Cool. Well, glad you've been enjoying it. We're going to take another song from you now. And this is one of the ones you've been working with iFlat Studios on. So tell us more about this.
I'm going to be singing Believe. Ella Henderson reworked it on the X Factor. So it's going to be a version of the song.
You keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe in. And after all that's said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, believe in life after love. I can feel something inside me say, but I really don't think I'm strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, but I really don't think I'm strong.
Absolutely excellent. And again, the thing is, your voice is a lot more mature than your years, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right, okay, we'll hear more from you in a bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The Health and Happiness Show returns to the Bullmark Blockswitch on Saturday, the 9th of August. And the main man this time round is none other than Ian Calford. Hello, sir.
How are you, my friend? Nice to be here.
It's good to have you on the phone. Good to talk to you. And all is well, I think.
Yeah, all seems pretty good at the moment.
So it's going to be an interesting night on Saturday, and you are billed as the storyteller. Do tell us more.
Okay, well, for the last 25 years, I've had my own band, travelling all over the UK, Europe, and sort of the southern part of the states, the US states, that is. And sort of this time last year, I was offered a job that I couldn't refuse, so I decided to take the job, and it was obviously overseas in Abu Dhabi. And whilst I was in Abu Dhabi, I spent a lot of time on my own in a hotel. And it was basically then that the show was really born. So it's something I wanted to do for a long time, really. Just sit in a stool with an acoustic guitar and do my own thing. Something that my father started off doing back in the late 40s and the early 50s. And he ended up doing that as well, you know, at the end of the 1980s before he died. So it's always been sort of something I wanted to do, just sort of tell stories and sing songs and do my own thing in the way that I wanted to do it, really.
Is there a particular story that runs throughout the show?
I haven't tailored it to one specific story, but the majority of it is basically it's a historical event. Based around sort of my childhood and growing up in the environment that I grew up in. My father was obviously a musician, and the ups and the downs that he suffered throughout his musical lifetime was sort of evident to me as a child. And so I saw music destroy completely a human being, which is what it did. It completely consumed my father, and in the end, it destroyed him. And you know, it's quite sad to say that, but that's exactly what happened, you know. And I asked him before he died, did he have any regrets? And the biggest regret he had was not spending more time with his kids, was obviously myself. And but he said musically, nothing would have changed. So and there was reasons why he ended up the way he did, which all comes out in the show. Mm. You know, over the sort of almost 50 years in show business, he was known as a hellraiser, and he was a hellraiser as well. You know, but he was a gent at the same time. He was also called a rough diamond. And you know, it's quite a sad story, but it's one that needs to be told. And many people have said that I should write a book, but you know, it's and one day I guess I will get around to write the book, because all his close friends, unfortunately, they're all dying, and everybody I sort of contact and start you know, visiting and talking to and getting information from historical times, within sort of months of meeting up with them, these people are just popping off.
It's quick.
So that, you know, the how can I put it? The link is beginning to become much, much weaker.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be much more difficult to actually get a story and write a book, isn't
it? Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, country music and roots. Specifically roots music has got a dark side, you know, and I've always tried to not emulate the dark side, but you know, try to let people know that country music isn't about being yee-haw and skip to the loo, my darling, you know. There's a very, very dark side to country music.
Yeah.
And people need to know that.
So there is going to be well, I suppose it, people that are going to go and watch can either go to have a good night and be entertained, or if they want to look further in depth into the stories and the songs that you tell, in there is a true story in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's not often that you get to. There's many artists out there that are doing this, but they're it's their living. You know, I mean, you've got the likes of Reg Muros and Hank Wanford. And the likes of these guys that are going out there, and they've been doing this for years. It's more or less what I call, really, it's like a living room show. You know, instead of having people come to my house and sit down and just have a cup of coffee and play the guitar and sing and tell a few stories and have a laugh, I'm taking that to an audience. And, you know, it's working really well at the moment.
And certainly the way the book market is laid out in blocks, which it will suit that sort of thing well, won't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, Chuck, he's been a good friend of mine for probably 18 years. I've known Chuck for 18 years, and Dave as well. And, they know the score, and I've got a lot of confidence that it'll go down really well.
Mm-hmm. Now, the music you're performing on the night, how does that reflect in your album releases as well? Because we will be taking one of your studio tracks very shortly, but is that all tied together? Is this something that people can actually take home with them as well on the night?
Very much so. Unfortunately, with the fact that I've been away for so long, I haven't had my delivery of any of my recordings, and unfortunately, there's a story behind that album that you've got the song on.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually taken to court over that album because I threatened to take the project elsewhere because it was nearly 18 years ago when I initially started that project. And I did two albums. I was contracted for 7 albums in that project. I did 2, and they relinquished my contract because the first album did really well, and it was the first time that something had been done in that way. We recorded on all vintage equipment, and it took us a long time to record that album to get that right sound. And if I could do it again, I would, because I don't think I had the earthiness in my voice that I've got now. You know, I was a lot, obviously, I was a lot younger then. So it's a project that I love doing, but it's one that's left a bit of taste in my mouth because of what the record company did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, the actual songs, I still perform them songs on my shows, and, you know, I'll be doing a lot of them songs.
And they form part of the story, because the track we're taking is taken from the album Strapped for Cash. It will be Boss Jack that we'll be hearing soon. But as I said, the other album was Going to Memphis, which was also in that series. And these are still available, whether it be through Amazon or when you do get the delivery via your own sales as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've funny old thing. I was on the plane last night. I was in Abu Dhabi, sitting in the airport, and the actor. I was flicking through my phone, and you know the album is still readily available out there, and it's 16 years after it was released. So you know people are still buying this album, and like you said, the Going to Memphis album, which was half of that, was actually recorded in Burns, in Tennessee, and again that was another fantastic experience. As a result of the first album, I was sent by the record company, and we went out there and we did the recordings with Nashville session musicians who became good friends of mine. And again, that album is still available as well, and I still do tracks off that, you know.
Well, we'll take a listen to some of the music with Boss Jack in a moment or two's time. First of all, they'll give you full details on how you can get along and see Ian at the Health and Happiness Show. It is, as we say, at the Bookmark in Bloxwich. That's Elmore Row, WS32HR. Tickets are priced at £7. £6 concessions, £17 and under £5. Doors are at 7 o'clock. The show starts at 8. For more details on tickets, 01922 655 900. That's 01922 655 900. Of course, as ever, the Health and Happiness and the show is brought to you by Dave, Luke and Chuck McAuliffe, and they do know their music, don't they? So they're choosing some fantastic acts, and Ian, I know you're going to be another one of them.
Oh, thank you very much, I very much appreciate it. And Dave and Chuck are very special friends of mine as well.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to hearing the song now, and hopefully maybe a little less work means you can do a bit more touring around the UK.
Absolutely, thank you very much.
Cheers, travel
thank
now
you. Bye.
Take a lot of cotton, drag a long set. Coming across a field, well, I see Boss Jack. He's a riding straddle of a single foot roan. When you know that horse, you leave him alone. That old roan's got green in his eyes, mean as the devil and twice as wise. Fire in his nose and bow in his back. Can't nobody ride him but Boss Jack. Come on, children, bend your back. Work a little faster, fill your sack. Then you hitch up the wagon, you take it to the gin. You finish picking for the winter sets in. Now here a while back when the crops are laid by, remember who took us on that big fish fry? Caught a heap of catfish, goggle eye and carp. Dance and sang to the guitar and harp. Well, someday old Boss Jack's gonna set us all free. Gable's gonna blow for you and me. Angel's gonna bring that chariot from above, flapping their wings like a turtle dove. Come on, children, bend your back. Work a little faster, fill your sack. Then you hitch up the wagon, you take it to the gin. You finish picking before the winter sets in.
It's about that time of year, Jason, where we need to get well prepared for Panto.
Because all the stars are being announced, and one of those is the one and only Phil Butler. Hello.
Yay!
I'm back on the milk bar.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I don't like to just drag you out when there's, yeah, just for a chat, because I like it to be something big and important to talk about.
What's big and important to talk about this time? The Panto, I suppose.
The Panto.
I tell you, there's so much to talk about.
Well, we'll go through all of that, which is good. So yeah, before we talk about the place in Telford at Oaken Gates, and the fact that you'll be on stage once again with the one and only Ian Billings, with Nicky French, Matt Evers, Danny Mills, Trixie Waggett and Gary Tulshaw, amongst many others. Apart from all of that,
all these names, I don't.
You don't know them yet.
About this pantomime than I do. All I know is it's Billings And it's the other guy from Dancing on Ice.
Matt, yeah, Matt Evers.
Someone. Matt Evers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first fella.
Yeah. Obviously, you're the love interest and he's just there to make the numbers up.
Yeah, I'm the good-looking one, yeah.
That's the way.
Playing
the
a
funny
dame.
One, probably.
Yeah, dear. No, but we'll Phil's,
not a dame.
No, Phil's Hugo Le Gaffe, but we'll come back to that in a bit once we find out what else is going on in the magical world of Philip Butler.
Yes. Well, what is going on? I'm living in an ambulance now. Do you know about that?
No.
Is that because you're not very well or you've just decided to live in an ambulance?
I'm living in an ambulance. I've got a 1984 ambulance. It's one of those proper, it looks like a carry-on ambulance.
And
during the summer, I'm going to be living in it. Just, just going around to gigs and when I've got time off from gigs, go fishing or, go and find a bit of adventure. And it's got a bed in the back of it and it's got a cooker in the back of it. And
All properly converted then.
It's all properly converted, but it's lovely. You go on to my Twitter, which is at Phil Butler UK, and there's photographs on there of Betsy the ambulance.
Oh, it's got to have a name, and Betsy's my dad's car's name as well. I'm sure Betsy number 23 we're on now. There's been that many of the blooming things over the years.
So I've had so many adventures in Betsy the ambulance. I can't tell you. I went to a nudist camp. for a couple of days. I did. It was crazy.
Were you, no, please tell me you weren't dressed as a doctor offering him some sort of help.
I wasn't dressed at all. Now, I got to the place. I don't know how long you've got for me on this show.
As long as it takes, as ever.
I've got so many stories, right? So I get to this news camp and the reception is shut. But then a couple of people drove in who were dressed. And so I said, is the reception going to be opened at all? And they said, don't worry, we're the directors here. We'll take you down there. Bring your ambulance down and park over there, right? So that's what I did. And I saw people naked, so I thought, it's great to get naked. So I got naked. And she then came back to the back of my ambulance naked. And so I'm naked and she's naked. And I said, hello again, So, and she also had two other people with her. And they had a big video camera.
Ooh.
Right.
So she said, this is such and such. He's from Channel 4 and he's doing a documentary.
Were they naked as well?
No. So I stood there naked with this other woman and they sort of stood there with a camera and, so he's sort of saying to me, so is this for ambulance? I said, yeah. He said, how long ago? About a month. Okay. What do you do for a living? I'm a stand-up comedian. So he's going, cha-ching, cha-ching. Have you ever been to a nudist camp before? No, I haven't. Cha-ching. So he said, can we film you? And I said, well, there's the rub. You can't film me. So that was that. On the last night I was there, I had to go and pick something up from the club. And I went down there and everyone was dressed. Luckily, I was dressed. Otherwise, I'd look really stupid.
That would have been embarrassing, yeah.
That would have been embarrassing, right? Which is crazy. So anyway, forget about that. I've got another story for you.
It does sound like carry-on camping, doesn't it?
So exciting, right? So... I'm doing a gig in Crete, and in the front row, there's a bloke that I think I recognise. Now, after the show, we have to stand outside and say, thank you for coming, shake everybody's hand like the Queen, at the end of the Royal Variety. So we're shaking people's hands, and I said to this bloke, he's a bald fella, right, and he's got glasses that he keeps on the top of his head.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, I think, I know you from somewhere. So he says, yeah, that's right, I'm off the telly. And I looked at him again, and I went, is it Coach Trip? He went, get out of here, Coach Trip. He says, he's Bernie Feynman. He's a bloke who does Classic Car Rescue on Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And he does Chop Shop London Garage Rescue or something, right? So I chat with him afterwards and I go, blah, blah, blah. Lovely to see you and meet his wife and everything else. And great. He then goes off and then I think, hang on a minute. Why the hell didn't I mention Betsy the Ambulance? He takes classic stuff and he
does it.
He restores it. He does it up and everything. So I thought, oh my God. So I said to the, because I had to go from Crete then straight to Rhodes and do another show in Rhodes. Meanwhile, the comedian I was working with in Crete was staying on another day. So I said, if you see Bernie, give him my number and tell him, tell him to get in contact. He doesn't see him. So then cut to a week later. I then get an email from Bernie saying, I've just been showing my mates your video clips on YouTube and we all want to come down and see you working live. Where are you working live? So I said, I'm working here and I'm working here and these are the dates. And by the way, I've got a 1984 ambulance called Betsy and I'm living in her, and you know, and all that sort of stuff. You know, I need some bits and bobs for it. Need to tart it up a bit. And if there's anybody who can find me the parts, it's you. if you get a chance, here's my telephone number. Give me a ring. Cut to the next day. He rings me up. I go over to his house. We have tea and biscuits. He looks over Betsy the ambulance, and we might be doing a little bit of a restoration on her, which is fantastic. Who you bump into? It's amazing. Isn't
it is, and it's much better than the concept of you having some restoration work done whilst naked on Channel 4. So
that would be a show, wouldn't it? That?
But the thing about that as well was I kept walking into the shot. Every time I walked around the corner, they were filming somebody else, but I was in the background, and I'm thinking, oh, bro. Blimey, what the hell's going on here? So I had to go up to him in the end and say, listen, you know, you've got to take a picture of me or something, or get me to sign off on this. I don't know what you're going to be blurring. Are you going to be blurring my face, or are you going to be blurring bits? I don't know what's the best one to blur.
So, you'll have to let us know when it's on. I'll have a look.
I think it's called Naked Village, I think it's called. It'll be on Channel 4 soon.
Okay.
I'm giving them a plug. I'm not even on it.
No, well, you are, but you might be blurred at both ends.
you have to just look for a blurred bald
man standing outside an ambulance. We'll know it's you then.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I've said too much.
Give them the game away. So it's obviously quite busy in your world. Have you been travelling around as well? So you've been doing more stuff in Sharm el Sheikh and the like?
Yeah, I've been doing all of that, and also I've had 10 days off because I was supposed to be doing a theatre show in Ayr, which got cancelled last minute. So I had 10 days off, but it's nice because I could really get to know Betsy and go around to different places and, you know, have a few adventures and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that was quite nice, but I'm back at it now. I've got, I did one a couple of days ago in Great Yarmouth, and now I'm in South Wales, and now I go then to Torquay, then to Bournemouth, then back to Newquay Way, and then off to Rhodes again.
I was going
to
say,
busy.
It is rather busy. And then you say you are planning for Christmas, and the panto this year is Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, yeah, with Billings and Matt...
Evers.
Matt Evers.
Yeah, yeah. And the other ones
I
mentioned.
Names? Who are the other names you were talking
about? We've got Eurovision singing sensation Nicky French.
Oh,
she's Witch Nicky Guillotine. French. Yeah, Nicky French. Also, there is Danny Mills, who's Madame Sherry Trifle.
Danny Mills, I know that name.
Yeah, well, you're going to be working with him from the 9th of December through to the 5th of January.
You've
got Trixie Waggett, he's Belle. Got Trixie Waggett.
Okay.
Yeah, and then The Beast is played by Gary Tushort.
Okay, all right, these are all people I don't know. It's a whole completely different world, isn't it, panto world?
Yeah, by the time we get you in at Christmas and you on one of your days off, these are going to be like family to you again, aren't they?
They will absolutely be family. That's exactly what happens. You know, I didn't know anybody from the last panto, from Adam, but we're still in contact now. I still speak to Asa, not so much Jade, you know.
Yeah,
she's doing her own thing.
She's
I keep seeing her on Instagram and Facebook though. She's having a party apparently.
Yeah, you have to turn up in the ambulance.
Proper laugh, yeah. Not as good a laugh as me though. In Betsy the ambulance.
No, that makes all the difference. And as I mentioned, on you're Hugo Le Gaff, and Mr. Billings is going to be directing. So it should be another fantastic panto.
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, I'm not sure about who Hugo Le Gaff is. But I think he's a village idiot.
No, you're not being typecast again, are you?
I think I might have been. Crazy.
I presume you haven't got like scripts or started rehearsing or anything like that.
No, we usually get scripts about October, November. It's quite late, actually. That you
have it. I was going to say, I think I got mine
end of September last year.
But then
I can start then putting little gags in and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's loads of rewrites as well, aren't there? Because there's so much topical stuff in these things as well. It'll be changing up until the night sometimes, won't it?
That's right.
And sometimes during the performance when you least expect it.
Yes, that happens as well, I just hope there's no who's at number three like there was last year.
That was hard work.
Crazy trying to do that. It was mental. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It should be great.
Yeah, it will be good. And obviously the pictures of you naked will no doubt make a sudden resurgence as soon as you're in a kid's panto.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to be naked again because I'm going to be doing... Because, you see, when you have an extended period of time on your own, you get creative, you know. So what I'm doing is I'm actually doing... Do you remember Billy Crystal when he did the Oscars and he appeared in all the movies?
Ah, no, I've never actually watched the Oscars. Really? But I'll go yes for the sake of this sort of thing.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Well, he was green screened into different movies and stuff like that. So I'm going to do that for the opening of my show. I'm going to have a... because a lot of the places I'm working now have got big screens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have myself inserted into classic movies. And
Bit
that I'm working on at the moment, is the drawing scene from Titanic. So I will be in a scene with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he will be drawing me naked on the chaise lounge. that's just one of them. And I'm going to get shot as well down the barrel of the gun of James Bond. That's another one. What else have we got in there? We've got a few bits about a few movies. You know, I'm thinking about being the head in the box at the end of Seven, but I don't know if that's universally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. I'm going to do that next week. I'll be filming that next week.
You have an interesting life and a rather manic one by the sound of things. Give us all your web details. You've given us the Twitter, but remind us and give us your web address.
Right, okay. What do you need to... I think everything runs from philbutler.co.uk. I think you can get anywhere from there.
Yeah.
Get to my podcast, The Green Room. And I heard Rich Morton...
Oh, he was on the other week. We were talking about
you. On the other week? Yeah. Yes. I know, my ears were burning.
Might have been last week, actually, week before last, that was it. Yeah,
we
did talk about you, and it's all good things as well.
I know, I was expecting all the rubbish to come out, but no, it was all lovely stuff, thank you so much.
No problem.
He's a lovely fellow, that Rich Morton.
And we did have good fun listening to his music, and as I was saying to you, I've been using it wherever I can as well, since you introduced me to it through your podcast.
Absolutely brilliant music, it is, brilliant music. Yeah, the theme that never was and the sequel that never was, just incredible albums.
And when are we getting a new episode of the Green Room podcast then?
Well, the thing, I was thinking
sounds
about
like
doing a new kind of format from the ambulance.
I was going to say,
the ambulance.
Yeah, you're going to injure a comedian and bring them back and show them your dressings.
It was weird. The first day I had it, somebody came up with a cut hand and they wanted help. I didn't even have a plaster in the ambulance. I had nothing. It was awful. Yeah. So,
markings on the side and things.
Yeah, there it is. There's a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's quite easy to mistake for
an ambulance,
Oh, yeah, I'll probably have it with me when I do the panto. So I'll probably be staying somewhere in the ambulance. Yeah, I'll probably find a camp up around Telford, and I'll have the ambulance with me. And if you want to see the ambulance, just go to Twitter, go and do hashtag Betsy the Ambulance.
And she is there.
Lots of photographs there, and you can see me there, and you won't see me at the nudist park.
No, which is quite a blessing, to be fair.
Keeping those photos to yourself.
It's all happening. It's crazy, really.
And it's lovely to talk to you as ever.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't think I've missed anything out.
No, I think I think it's possible.
I think we've covered everything.
Well, the only thing we haven't done is given the box office number if you want to go and see Beauty and the Beast, and that is 01952 382 382 and www.theplacetelford.com to go along to their website, and then I'm sure you can buy your tickets through there and make sure you get along nice and early to see Phil Butler and some chap from Dancing on Ice in Beauty and the Beast.
Matt Evers.
That's him.
Matt Evers.
Yes.
That's his name.
I'm just perusing. As I say, I'm just perusing your website as we speak, and there's actually a TomTom voice download. I might have
a
go
on
it later. No,
I have that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's confusing.
Really?
Yeah. there we go.
Do you say left instead of right?
Yeah, I do a bit of stuff like that. I say, you know, go over the roundabout. And I'm talking straight over the roundabout. Come on, put your foot down. Let's get some air.
It's all good fun. Phil, smashing as ever, and I will catch up soon, okay?
Lovely to speak to you. Lovely to speak to you, Zoe.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Sophie Rose, our final song from you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be doing I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Before you do, give us web details and stuff, because you can be found on the A-Flat Studios website.
Oh, yeah. I've got my own YouTube account. It's called Sophie Rose Music XOX. And I've got a Facebook page, and it's just Sophie Rose.
And you can be found magically online, lots of you singing, and all your gig details, which is important bit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right, so let's take it away with your final song.
Thanks, it's going to be I Have Nothing. I'll never change.
colours for you. Take my love, I'll never ask for too much. Just all that you are and everything that you do. See, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. Well, don't make me close one more time. I don't wanna hurt anymore. Stay in my arms if you dare. Back again, this passion inside can run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. Well, your love I'll remember forever. So don't make me close one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. Stay in my arms if you dare.
Sophie Rose, thank you again. Remind us of your web address.
On YouTube, it's Sophie Rose Music XOX, and on Facebook, it's just Sophie Rose.
I know people are going to be going there to find out more and hear more of that fantastic
thank
voice.
You.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Now, Zoe.
Yes.
We were talking to Phil a little bit earlier on, and we mentioned Asa from Benidorm.
Yes.
Now we have a lookalike of one of the characters from Benidorm. this is Graham Arnold, who is uncannily looks like Kenneth in a program I have to admit I've still never seen. How are you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm saying, mate, you?
I'm all right. Now, you were causing all sorts of chaos at Compton in the Park, wandering around in your Crocs and some mightily skimpy shorts, terrorising people as Kenneth.
Yes.
You're enjoying yourself. I mean, mad with this, aren't you?
Yeah, well, probably a bit too much from some people, so.
How did all this come about?
Well,
apart from being born and looking like him, that doesn't...
that's probably... when he first came onto the scene, I think it was Series 4, when he first came onto the scene, a few people used to find the pub but I looked like him, and he went on Facebook a few foul towels and meaning together, like, sort of foul towel shops and what have you. First of all, too keen on the idea. And then this year we had a charity gig at the Robinson in Bilston called Rock for Spawn, which it's our third outing now. It's all for Compton, like. And I was asked to do a raffle. And I said, no, I'll provide a raffle this year, it's fine. But we want you to do it as Kenneth. So it's all set up from there then, and then I posted the foul towels to Compton on their website. And then that's when Grace got in touch with me and asked me to come into Compton for them.
Yeah, it was good fun. You had a good laugh with you down there. Yeah, and you played absolutely everybody up. But I mean, you really do have to camp it up because you got quite a butch voice most of the time. So you have to play it up a little bit.
I was going to wonder whether you could do the accent as well, because the voice is quite different.
Can we have a full-on 5 minutes of Kenneth now, please? So Zoe, please interview Kenneth for us.
Oh, he's family, right.
How's your hairdressers going in Benidorm?
Well, it's quite all right. It's a bit busy at the moment. Yeah, and is Donald coming in for an haircut every now and then, and Jacqueline comes in, and you got that Madge. You get her coming in every now and then.
It's all lost on me. Right, okay, back, Graham, come back. Right, so...
I'm back in the room.
So, I mean, you're having a laugh with it. You're doing all sorts of bits and pieces, mostly charity dues at the moment. But
it's mainly been charity dues at the moment.
But you can be booked for anything and everything.
Oh, yeah, I can be. I'll have a crack at anything. Like, I'll just play along with the crowd on with, like, more or less. I haven't actually got a routine, per se. Because, like I say, it's only been the last couple of months. When I'm just like sort of
something you're building up
a moment.
So if someone's got a stag or a hen do and they've got a few ideas,
I'm more lying. That's really stag and hen do's.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a laugh and a joke. You've more or less got no limits, have you really?
As long as they don't ask you to cut the hair, because you might be.
Well, that's it. I deliver fish for a living, so I've got no chance of cutting hair.
Oh, yeah. So if people want to get in touch with you for that one and not the barbering, how do they do it?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and my Facebook page is called Kenneth on Benidorm Lookalike. And also I've got a Twitter account, which is at blowandgow74.
And you'd be found that way.
The name of his barber shop.
Okay, that's fine. That's it. Don't watch it. No idea.
Are you missing a treat? You should.
Yes. I don't want to watch telly. I'm not normally in the country, am I? So
TV starts this year. So.
Okay, we will look out for it. But also, as well as that, the other reason for getting you on the phone is because you've been organising a bit of a gig with one of our mates, Sean Moore, in it. So tell us all about what's going on down at Nell's in Willenhall.
It's a little bar in Willenhall called Nell's Bar, which just lies back of on the side of Midland House on Gypsy Lane. I mean, we've got Sean playing there on a Friday night, doing his Olly Murs tribute. It's free admission to get in. So it starts roughly about 8 o'clock. He's doing a little few covers first, and then he'll do his Olly Murs tribute, and then a few more covers.
He's going to put his drainpipe trousers on and everything.
I hope so. I might put my hot pants on if he does.
There's a combination we didn't really anticipate, but there we go. So that is Friday the 8th of August, and you can get along and possibly see you in your Crocs and hot pants. More importantly, Sean in a funny hat and a stripy shirt and some very tight trousers.
It's a brilliant perform. I've known him for quite a while, and whatever I've seen him about, he's always pulled in the crowds, and you know, he has got a nice style writing.
Yeah, well, he's been along and sung on the podcast for us, and he got a sore throat the day he came in here as well.
Very good as well he was.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
So, he's a good performer, and I've seen him a few times, and know him through work as well, which is all good. So, how do people get along to that? Just sort of turn up about what time?
Just turn up. Doors are open at 7:30. So, just turn up at the doors and... and just walk in and say hello and have a good night.
That's the way to do it.
A few beers.
Graham, a.k.a. Kenneth, thank you for joining us. Good to talk to you. And no, give us your Twitter feed and stuff one more time.
It's my Twitter feed at blowandgirl74 and my Facebook page is Kenneth Lookalike from Benidorm.
And you can see pictures and see how much you look like him. And you even got all the trouble of painting out your own tattoos, your real ones, and putting a fake one on as well.
Yes, I do.
That's the way to do it. Great speaking to you. Thanks for the chat. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
Bye.
That's it for this week.
It is indeed.
And we'll be back for more of the same sort of thing next week with more music, more people to chat to, and more of what's going on in and around Wolverhampton.
And hopefully we'll both be here.
You never know.
In the same continent.
Yeah, I don't think I'm travelling at the moment. I've got no immediate plans. I nearly did. We were nearly off again next week, but
okey-doke.
No.
We'll be all right then.
Yeah, it'll be fine. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.